All right, ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of it's Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host with you once again. Here with me tonight, of course, representing Anime George Washington, we have the co-owner of Podzilla 1985, Mr. Jesse Kimball.
Anime George Washington. I don't... All right. Hi, everybody.
What's on the dollar bill that's floating above you and Shelby?
Yeah.
The voice
I,
you,
oh, yeah. I don't...
The voice you just heard, also joining us tonight with her new friend, Methed Out Fox, Lindsay Wolfgang.
My coloring page makes me want cake.
I'm pretty sure every GIF on this window makes you want cake. You just want cake.
No, it doesn't.
All right. I'll take your word on it. Also with us tonight, once again, Shelby Chan.
I want cake, too.
Everybody wants cake. Everybody loves cake.
Cake right now, not till tomorrow.
And of course, joining us tonight, special guest, the Big D, Dalton Anthony.
Pound Cake by Drake is one of my favorite songs from him.
Pound Town.
Do people actually listen to Drake?
I listen to Drake.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. No, he's good.
I'll tell you what I'm excited about, Dalton. You guys didn't get to do PW last night, I noticed.
Yeah, I had work until 8 o'clock last night, so we kind of weren't able to do it.
Speaking of music and wrestling, we can talk about this really quick because it's kind of funny. Have you been paying attention to the wrestling / early 2000s rap war that's happening on Twitter at this point?
Dude.
What?
Yeah.
Firsthand, not early 2000s. Soulja Boy was, I was in high school, so that would have been late 2000s.
Soulja Boy.
I guess he was tired of getting his shit kicked in by Nintendo that he decided to go into the world of professional wrestling. Good for him, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not like Bad Bunny. Like, Bad Bunny, like, I don't know really who he is, really, but, like, he's at least popular right now. Soulja Boy couldn't draw in 2015. I don't know why 2021 is going to do any better for him.
Soulja Boy couldn't draw if
you have to listen to one of his damn songs at work, and every time I'm like, please just take this off the list.
Soulja Boy or Bad Bunny?
Soulja Boy.
Yeah,
you it's Soulja. Say it right.
You think
I don't care. I don't like him.
You think they're bumping Bad Bunny? He does spell his
name S-O-U-L-J-A.
It's not my fault. He doesn't know how to spell worse than me.
No, that was intentional. It's not. It's fine. No, it's fine. I'm not going to explain it.
Also, I never said this on the show before, but I'm going to call him out right now. He's not the original Soulja Boy. The original Soulja Boy was in the Mo Thugs group, which was a spinoff of Bone Thugs and Harmony. There was a Soulja Boy in that. Soulja Boy stole his name from him. He is the better Soulja Boy because that dude could rap. Soulja Boy. I literally know one song by him, and it's Superman That Whore, and that's it. And I think that's what it's called.
It's Ho.
Sorry. Sorry. I agree with
that. I like that Shelby and I.
Did he ever publish another song, or it was...
No, he had that one song,
and then he started... Soulja Boy and all of his greatest hits, give me a second.
He started making all those Nintendo knockoffs, and then he found his true calling in life, the Soulja console, which is a real thing, by the way. Look, you upset Lindsay. You upset Lindsay so much she left.
No, let me go to his Essentials playlist on Apple.
And since Lindsay left, it now looks like you have a UFO as a hat, and there's an alien just all over your face.
That's fantastic placement.
Guys, I need you to know that Soulja Boy doesn't have an Essentials playlist on Apple Music. Everybody has an Essentials playlist on Apple Music.
Yeah, I'm also checking Spotify. Wow. Crank That isn't even his most popular song on
Spotify.
No,
it's Kiss Me Through the Phone, right?
Yeah. Which actually, I'm looking at it. That's kind of silly because it says that Crank That is the number two most popular at 297 million plays. Kiss Me Through the Phone is the number one most popular at 293 million plays. The fuck, Spotify?
I don't like it's in my search history now. So, like, I'll probably end up listening to one of those songs tomorrow on my car ride to work. Because it's right there. It's going to be right there. I'm too lazy to change it.
So, let's read some of these magical lyrics of Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Let me know when you're done.
No, let's not do that. No, that sounds like a bad idea. Shit.
Lindsay's out again.
It's really good. My favorite part is, baby, I know that you like me. You my future wifey. Soldier boy, tell him. Yeah. That's a great lyric.
Okay.
You can be my Bonnie. I could be your Clyde. You could be my wife. Text me, call me. I need you in my life. And then it gets to other things. And then he starts counting, which is great. I have a problem with people that use... Lindsay, you can come back now. I'm stopped reading the lyrics. But I have a problem with people that use... people like Bonnie and Clyde, or
I hear you. She's out of the channel completely.
She's gone.
In other words, she's probably
you're gonna have to message her.
She's good. If she doesn't come back, it's fine. And I didn't mean it that badly. I'm just saying. Clearly, she's got something going on. No. People that use like Bonnie and Clyde as a good example of romance, or Batman and or a Joker and Harley Quinn, or the gangsters that always use Scarface as like their inspiration. I'm assuming they only saw the name and they never actually watched or read anything about these people, because it never ends well. And if that is what your aspiration is to be, then maybe you should re-examine your life.
I will give you one counter to that that is not correct, and it's Jay-Z and Beyonce's 03 Bonnie and Clyde, because that song's a banger. They get the pass.
Oh, look, she came back.
We're done talking about Soulja
Boy. If you're still reading his lyrics, I'm leaving again.
You know the one thing he's got?
he read like four words.
I didn't know you were that deeply offended by black music.
It's not that. I have to listen to that shit at work.
Music. I need you to know you have to clarify music after what he just said. No, no, air quote Magoo over there.
Oh, I only say that because it's like I'm not a fan of Soulja Boy myself, but there are a lot of rappers that I really love, including newer rappers, you know.
Oh, there are some I enjoy, but not much.
Name one.
But that's I can barely remember half of what I listen to.
that was just perfect for like the bit. That was day one.
Oh, drop the banner. You just stop the show. It's not going to get better than that. And the thing of it is that nobody that watches this on facebook.com/podzilla1985 got to see me and Jesse's reaction instantly to that.
Because that was straight up like the ace a bit. Like that was the... All right, do one. Huh?
Come again? What was the name one? I want to know Lindsay's top favorite rap songs of all time. And if she can get to five, I will be impressed.
Oh, don't put her on the spot.
I don't like rap.
The Pokemon rap doesn't count. You can't use...
I don't like rap.
Why does Pokemon rap not count? Rap is literally in the title. It's literally in the title.
It is literally in the title, Dalton.
Doesn't count. I'm not gonna let that one count. Because I want to see if she can name five.
Because I don't like rap.
Caleb said top five rap artists. I can tell you, Caleb, top five rap artists. Bone Thugs and Harmony, Tupac Shakur, Kendrick Lamar. I also like Kendrick Lamar quite a bit.
Kendrick Lamar's really good, yeah.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Well, that's it for me. I'll see you guys later. No, there's more. There's more.
I'm so Gambino. Upset that you did.
What?
Yes. Gambino.
Dalton, go ahead.
Childish.
I don't like Gambino.
That's such a shame. He's so good.
I just haven't heard him much. It's not Dylon, that I don't like him.
Dylon. 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 And Dylon.
That's true.
And why is that, Shannon?
Because he spits hot fire. Clearly. Clearly.
Dalton, what about Lil Dicky?
He's not in my top five.
What?
Michaela?
Yeah, no, because like, all right, since we're doing a quick top five, Run DMC, Ludacris for some reason, Eminem, which was one Michaela said. Mm. Yeah, it gets really difficult for me because I do listen to Run the Jewels. That's Run the Jewels last 5 years.
Yeah.
And then... maybe Kendrick Lamar.
I really like Kendrick Lamar.
There's a lot, because like I know we make a lot of DMX jokes, but like he also is amazing.
Yeah, and let's go real quick.
Rough Riders Anthems, that's amazing.
Let's see.
Is DMX in jail.com?
Is DMX in jail? We're gonna find out right now.
I don't think he is. I think he's out right now.
DMX is not in jail right now. So really quick, guys, let's give it up. DMX, not in jail. We appreciate that.
Is it still the picture of the doves?
It's like him with angelic light behind him. Yeah.
Close enough. Close enough.
The
best thing is we have seen, we have known about that website long enough to know there are two different screens, and we are very familiar with both of them.
Yes. Because it goes back and forth. It's like Big Show's face heel turns. It's so quickly. I would say
Paul White.
I would say possibly Busta Rhymes, I think, is a candidate for greatest rapper of all time. And there's a lot of rap groups that I don't know if you guys know that I knew from back in the day, but I haven't heard them in forever. It's like Crucial Conflict, Do or Die, MC 8 and 8 Ball. Or I almost said Magic 8 Ball. Jesus Christ.
MCP Pants.
MCP Pants. Get that Aqua Teen.
Right. That was
Sirloin.
Sirloin. Get out of here.
MCP Pants. MC Chris.
MC Chris. Really? That's right.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
His jetpack, or his backpack's got jets.
So, Caleb Carter mentioned Lil Wayne. And there was a certain point of his music. Oh, no. Kanye West is definitely in my top five. Take out Kendrick Lamar, and Kanye West is definitely in my top five.
A bit of Yeezy.
I fucking love Kanye West.
I like a couple of his songs, but like I think the person himself kind of drove me. She's
all right, we're done. What I don't is want happening, Lindsay? I feel bad.
No, she's not leaving because of this. Something's. I'm assuming something's going on that she doesn't want to be on camera. She's probably like going back and forth because normally, I mean, even if we're talking about something she doesn't want to talk about, she wouldn't just bail out like that. So I'm assuming she's having trouble. Zach said Tech Nine.
I agree
Nine.
With Zach about Tech Nine. Yeah, that. Oh, Tech Nine is.
Ooh,
amazing.
He's really good too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The thing of it is, it's such a hard one to do top five of. Because like
I don't listen to a lot of rap, so it is pretty hard for me.
I listen to a lot of rap.
Yeah, but say if you listen to a lot of it, it gets really difficult because it's one of those things. Like I do listen to Lil Dicky a whole.
And I lost Alton's audio.
He's back.
Okay.
Just a second.
Also, okay. So with Eminem, I would say I'm gonna throw out a hot take. I would put Dr. Dre above Eminem.
Oh, I wouldn't.
I would put Dr. Dre above Eminem because The Chronic output to me is one of the best rap albums of all time, and Eminem wouldn't even have a voice if it weren't for Dr. Dre. So I think Dr. Dre deserves to be higher than Eminem.
Well, that's true. That's true, but that's like saying like Kanye West wouldn't be a thing without Jay-Z. I mean, technically you're kind of right, but at the same time, you can't tell me that Jay-Z has a more diversified discography than Kanye does. I love Jay-Z.
I must say, I also like the fact that none of us picked Jay-Z.
Again, and I love Jay-Z. Watch the Throne is probably one of my favorite albums of all time, but every time I'm like, man, Kanye's verses are so much better.
Okay, we'll bring Lindsay back. Top five country artists of all time.
I can do it. You want to do it? You want to do it? Artist for artist.
You'll do artist for artist. All right. You want to start?
Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson.
Shut up, Jesse. You shut your fucking mouth. Dalton, go ahead.
You said you weren't in on this. I'm gonna go with Garth Brooks as my opener.
Garth Brooks.
Fuck you. Great.
Girthquake.
Now we've gone to my second least favorite music category.
Lindsay, I'm not in on this one either.
This will be quick.
Michaela, Dr. Dre is not dead. No, just his career.
No.
So
didn't like that one.
Johnny Cash. I'm gonna start hot. Johnny right. Cash.
Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, that's why I told you to shut up because I needed it.
And it's just me and Shannon. It's fine. Waylon right. Jennings was my the next one.
The Highwaymen.
Lynyrd Skynyrd. God, I wish it wasn't the Confederate flag on everything. I really do. I really fucking do.
If you're gonna start getting into other kind of sub whatever, Taylor Swift.
Okay, I'll let you have that one. Ooh, that. Yeah. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Alan Jackson.
George Jones.
And I'm going to end it with Tim McGraw.
Damn it. I was going to pick Tim McGraw. All right.
Oh, he's so good. He's so good. And that's like that's the Perryville in me coming out.
Shannon, your number five needs to be Toby Queef.
Motherfucker.
Fuck you. Toby Queef is amazing.
Dalton, I'm surprised you didn't say.
Did you never hear the story of how we played Call of Duty against Girth Brooks and Toby Queef?
No, I never have. No. And I feel like this is a good way to get us out of these lists.
Well, first off, Dalton, I just want to say I'm surprised that you didn't pick Florida Georgia Line.
I fucking hate Florida Georgia Line. God, they're so bad.
I wish Hunter was here because Hunter had to work for And he doesn't even like talking about it. Like, seriously, he does not even like talking about when he had to do K103 Country. He despises talking about it, so we can't even bring it up. But I like
something
Country.
As you are actively bringing it up.
Wait, what'd you say?
Sorry, Wendy. She's going to be right back.
All right. Yeah, so I like Country. Country's fine. I don't have anything against Country. I don't hate any music style and genre, honestly. Hey, Kaz is
in here.
He said Darius Rucker, who started out, as you might remember, as Hootie.
Was he the Blowfish?
No, he was Hootie.
Oh, gotcha. The other guys were the Blowfish.
I'll tell you what, when Lindsay's not here, I'm going to move the ghost into her position.
You know, I've just never been like big in it. Because I told you guys before, country music actually makes me car sick.
That's so weird, though. What a weird statement. No,
it's like, okay, so it goes back to when I was a little kid. My mom is a pretty terrible driver. She just is. And I don't know why that broke
up. He's just gone.
I love that your mom is such a shitty driver that she ruined an entire genre of music.
It's not just that. In addition, she's an extremely, warm-natured person or cold. I don't know. She prefers it warm all the time. She likes to be very warm. So riding with mom, if my dad wasn't there, the car would be very warm. So she's a terrible driver, driving around. Warm car, I'm getting car sick, she's listening to country music. So now, like, I just have this thing in my brain where if I hear, like, and not like classic, because she wouldn't listen to, like, you know, the classic stuff like Johnny Cash or anything like that. It would be like the pop, like, hit country music stuff from like the mid to late 90s.
Yeah, so, the like, arena country.
You're dipping into the Shania Twain territory, and you put some respect on Shania Twain.
Then, now, and forever, brother.
She did like Shania Twain. That's not the stuff they would play on that station. It was mostly stuff like Toby Keith and Alan Jackson and that kind of stuff. I don't know if I pointed
to it right, but I was pointing to that damn dolphin at the same moment, because yes.
Also, you guys can't see it, but for the people at home watching on Facebook Live, I figured out what Kaz figured out a long time ago, that when I move the characters around on the screen, it you can't see my mouse do it, you just see it moving. So the ghost is now just moving around the screen, haunting everybody. Whoa.
The ghost has noodle arms.
Yeah, but the thing of it is his don't like disjoint and dislodge every time like Shelby's do. It's really a scientific marvel that needs to be captured and studied and like just not let out into the public. Just her arms. Everything else is fine, I think.
Agreed.
So you're just going to have them take Shelby's arms?
Yeah, just jacks it. She can be, it works for him.
Jeremy Taylor, bionic arm. Friend of the show, Jeremy Taylor. I like some old Hank Williams Sr. country. You know, I have a couple Hank Williams Sr. I really like Jr., Bo Cephas. Back in the day, I was a big Hank Williams Jr. fan. So you have to understand also where I came from. My parents, that's all they listened to was country music. So I went from country music when I was younger, and then I rebelled against it, as everyone does against their parents' music. And then I went into hardcore rap because I went as far off the spectrum as possible to just rebel against my family. So I went from country to rap. And then during the Lindsay era, when she and I first started hanging out and talking online, I was very much into the Japanese music scene with anime music and stuff like Duran Gray,
Malice Mizer.
Yeah. Then I found the Marvel films of that era with, you know, when it was always the same bands every album. It was Seether, Evanescence, and then I really got into those bands, and then I just full circle. I just like everything now, so that's my history. Chris Gaines.
I would make fun of
Baby Metal.
Yes. I would have made fun of the whole Japanese music you were talking about, but I know damn good and well I have entire part of my workroom dedicated to BTS.
Yeah.
So like I can't talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, no, you can't. No, you cannot. And I still like Japanese music.
I thought you were big into K-pop, too.
That's
what he's talking about.
That's what BTS is.
Yeah, it's
I've got a whole bag of BTS dolls that I'm about to mutilate and turn into custom dolls.
Don't tell Sadie. Sadie will cry. No, Dalton might cry.
We have a whole set. We have a whole set. We have one extra one that I kept in the box, and it's in my figure room. And also, Jesse, you need to, I don't know if I've sent you a picture of my displays recently, but I need to send one to you and let Shelby see it, because I think there's a very specific shelf that she will recognize.
So
I'm gonna send it to you.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So in the group chat here, Melissa, who's an old friend of mine, I grew up with, and we're still friends, I hope. She's big into K-pop, and she was big into K-pop before anyone I knew was into K-pop. She was like an originator. Yeah. And when we used to do Blogzilla 1985, and I ran that site, and I wrote for it, and Lindsay wrote for it, Melissa wrote for it, and she mostly wrote about K-pop. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, why are you writing about K-pop?
I don't know anything about this.
No one's ever going to care about this. This is never going to catch on, Melissa. Boy, was I right.
Man, Jeremy Taylor's comments got three words in it that are going to be complete mysteries to some people that are, I think, even in these comments.
I used to record songs from anime VHS to cassette on a ghetto rig and listen to my Walkman.
Yeah. I would do the same thing. I would set the boombox up to the TV and hit record because mm-hmm. Dad wouldn't let me download music from the internet. So
I used to go ham on Napster, just download entire anime albums. Thankfully, I didn't ever know what the lyrics were, because if you ever actually read the lyrics to anime songs,
they're goofy as shit.
No one knows. They make no sense.
Yeah, once translated to English, especially, because like you'll see occasionally those anime intros will put like the English at the bottom of like what it means, and it's still just like, that didn't make any sense at all.
Well, like the ones where half of it's in English, and you know they have like it just makes no sense when you actually translate the part that isn't in English, and I'm like, these are two different songs here.
Oh, so, okay, Jeremy was a lot like us. He used to wear onions on his belt, which was the style at the time. Now, Jeremy, if you were like me, you could only get the yellow ones. You couldn't find the white ones because of the war, you know? Oh, Lindsay busted out the actual anime CDs, the Gundam Wing soundtracks. Do I look like I know what a VHS is?
That's the only one I have the actual... No. Oh, I took the outside. I got the back of it because the front's not in it.
Oh God!
It's the original To Be a Master one.
Shelby, check the text only for babies, and then I want you to see that middle display and see if you recognize it.
What the?
I can just hit it here.
What the fuck's a CD?
Oh no! I found the true winner, Shannon.
Now that's a good CD.
I guess it's something that you should recognize.
Yeah, that's the old case from the store.
Yep. Nice. I'm pretty sure that I can break into that store now because they had to give me a key, and apparently that key opened like eight different things.
Yeah, so fun fact, I probably wasn't ever supposed to say this, but they were supposed to have a different key for everything in that store, but for whatever reason, that store was just so busted and no one ever wanted to come and take care of it that someone replaced every lock internally with a body jewelry lock.
So I could just own that whole store if I really wanted to.
Yeah, if you go in there, you can open up the filing cabinet and look at like all of our past, or not ours, I'm not there anymore, all of their past reports. You could probably like, I don't know if they have new cases, I don't know if they're the same locks, but they probably are because no one gave a crap. At one point they were like the emergency key to the registers, so if they ever lost power, you could open the registers with it. It was great.
So I should probably hide that a little bit more than I should. But yeah, no, I was just like, whenever I saw you and I was thinking about like cabinets and stuff like that, I was like, oh, Shelby probably would get a kick out of this because I am really good friends with a really old manager of that particular store and she recognized it.
Yep.
So I'm like, oh, so that display case is just old as dirt.
Oh yeah. No, it's been there since I think that store opened.
But it has a very loving home now. It has a bunch of Ninja Turtle figures in it. There's lights in it.
That's the
it's
best.
Super cool pretty.
That's the best.
You got it all set up.
I also had one at one point that had just pops all inside of it, and then I was like, I don't like the fact that this key can open a million different things, and I don't want to have this in case something ever does happen because that mall's in a really bad spot. So
yeah,
it gets messed with a lot.
But apparently, I could just own a whole store. Well, I could steal a whole store right now if I really wanted to.
Right.
Now, next time you go in there, if there's something in one of those cases, you're like,
oh, this is mine now. It's
mine. You're just like, hey, I need something out. You know what? Never mind. I got it.
I do need you guys to know, though, to ship, or not to ship, to get it to my house, we had to, like, throw it in the back of one of the hatchback cars. I think we did it with Sadie. Yeah, it was Sadie's because she drove and it didn't shut all the way. So I was sitting, or I was laying down. I was holding the hatch shut and I was holding onto like the case at the same time. And the whole time I'm like, avoid cops and don't hit speed bumps. Because I thought I was going to die.
So did you get the one that actually sat straight or did you get the wonky one?
Yeah, the wheels busted in it. I think I have to like go in and weld it, which I'm not going to do. So what I did was I just took all the wheels off of it and put them on the inside. And that little bottom compartment now just holds all the action figure accessories.
There you go.
It's so awesome.
It's so convenient because you can just shove it all in there.
Yeah, no, it's the best. Sorry, guys. I've hijacked this show and I feel like it.
No, it's fine. The listeners are very curious about this cabinet they can't see from this place that you both worked at that you don't name.
I never worked there.
It's riveting for the listeners at home. Trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. It's all right. They still got the ghost to look at.
We didn't say the name of the store, so they're like, I don't know.
Well, that's the mystery.
It was probably just about as good as hearing everybody laughing at memes that no one can see.
That's true. We've done that for an entire year.
No, but they can see them now. So
can they?
And Casper drunkenly types them out.
Yeah, Kaz actually puts them on the screen. As far as Hunter doesn't shitpost anymore when we record. It's done.
It's because we have stuff to look at now. We were shitposting because we couldn't see anything. We were just talking into the void.
I was going to ask Lindsay and Shelby too, since they're both big on this. Jeremy also put that back to the anime music for a second, that the Ranma half soundtracks and the Akira soundtrack was so good. And I got in an argument with someone the other day, I don't remember who it was, about what the best anime soundtrack was. And they pulled out some bullshit. It wasn't good enough. And I told them, you know, Cowboy Bebop, Sailor Moon, Trigun, you know, all these other things that I liked. What's your favorite anime soundtrack, ladies? And Dalton? And Jesse?
Definitely Bebop is in there.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Go on.
Definitely for me, like, Sailor Moon, I really enjoy. Revolutionary Girl Utena, I love all the music on it.
Now Dalton finds
I went through my host club phase where I just listened to that soundtrack over and over again.
Oh, that was so good though.
Dalton, by the way, Zach really wants to know how much you want for that key. He specifically asked me to ask. Yeah.
What he has, I don't need. So
cash?
But you could resell it and make a lot of money.
It's not cash.
He's measuring his cash.
How do you think he gets that thing that you're hinting at?
I am assuming he only has that.
I'm checking the check. It's an instant exchange. Like, as soon as he gets his check, he's just like, and now it's this kind of green.
You know what? Also,
that broke Dalton. He's done.
He did the wiggly arms again.
The wiggly arms.
I miss being a bad guy in wrestling. Michaela just pointed out she went back and watched an episode of CCW Live from 2019 on her birthday, and everyone wished me a happy birthday. And then Shannon just goes, happy birthday. Someday, hopefully, you won't be a leech on life. That was fun. Those were fun days. The best days. Okay, so the best days are after Dalton and I actually started getting involved in ring stuff. Dalton as a wrestler and me as a manager. So we stopped doing CCW Live. So Asa and Allie would do CCW Live without us, and Dalton and I would be sitting on the couch just constantly messaging turtle dicks and everything else just to completely fuck with them, so they could not pay attention. Those were the good days.
All right. So I know Shelby doesn't know what it is, but I just posted turtle dick group chat. Not group chat, though, the live feed. I haven't posted turtle dicks in a while.
Oh, we would post turtle dicks. And the goal was to see if we could break Asa and Allie on the air because they were both so professional. And occasionally we did. And when we did, it was glorious. That was. And Dalton
and they got
so pissed. We'd be sitting over there just laughing our asses off. And pull back the curtain, as Cody would say. Though that was fun.
Kurgis is still hitting this. He's like, really, I have money. I'm gonna make the money back. And then he's just, how much, fake man?
He wants that key, man.
It's funny.
He wants that key real bad.
He's gonna see me and be like, what key is it? And I'm gonna be like, I'm not telling.
Hey man, you got that key for me? I don't know why he talks like that.
That's because it's how he talks.
I mean, that was just about your fucking.
He has one half lung. That's why he talks was like
Kirby Ray conversation.
Oh like, shit, Dalton, Matt Sism's in the chat.
I love him. He is that like person that I'll never get to meet, and it breaks my heart. Because I don't think we're kindred spirits, but I feel like I'd really fucking enjoy talking to him.
He did one, Jesse. He did one episode with us. And
it was a Friday.
I remember. I remember this.
It was a horse time, back before it was horse time. And it was so good that Tanner just messaged me during the show. I was like, I'm going to fuck stop talking. Tanner,
You
biggity bitch.
He Daltoned it so hard. It was great. I loved it. Lindsay, I do love your Eevee toy. I need you to know that I am paying attention.
What's bad is off camera, I just keep sitting and taking his ears off and putting them back in.
Are they magnetic?
I don't know what I'm doing off camera. I'm fucking with this.
No, it was a model kit. It's that one that Donnie and Sam gave me like 2 years ago on my birthday.
Mm.
And I finally put it together last month.
Matt asked what he said, I thought this was a Birchbox cosmetic stream. What are you guys selling? We sell witty banter, and we are and all
apparently
out.
apparently a magical key if you have enough money.
Right.
You the thing of it is, how much money it is.
Slowly waiting for tomorrow to come so I can watch the finale of WandaVision.
Give
so.
Him a prize, Dalton.
All right, here's the thing, guys. If I give you the key, then I don't have the key anymore, and it does actually unlock cases that I need to have, like. Like
I just on display, just you cannot change it. What it is.
I told him I was gonna do that, and then I was like, actually, that's probably worse if I make a copy of it and like give a key back to a store manager. That's probably a really bad idea.
I say just
like,
do
don't
it.
Don't worry about it. I don't need it.
Yeah, what I should have done was just rekeyed it. Like that would have been the responsible thing. Oh, Matt, I love you so much. I really do.
Based and on I've never one met episode, him. Like, yeah.
I don't even think we're Facebook friends.
You gotta fix that. Matt, send him a friend request right now. Make his night.
It's that whole thing, like, there's not been a lot of podcasts that I've listened to, like, here or otherwise, that I'm just like, I love that human. And it was Matt. And I know he was drunk. And I love drunk Casper, too. I need you to know that.
I want you to know Zach said he'll pay for the copy.
I need you to know that at that point, I would just sell you the key, because I could make way more money and then make... Like, I know how capitalism works. I hate it, but like I know how it works.
Oh shit, Jesse.
Yeah,
we got us a commie.
Yeah,
this fucking commie sitting in here with us. Anyway, Dalton's new gimmick. He throws out copies of his house key to the audience members. Dalton has a new gimmick.
It's Dolphin Anthony.
We're gonna paint Dolphin pink when he comes out to the ring. He's gonna look like fucking Boo from Dragon Ball. He's just gonna no.
I don't know if that was a balding joke or a fat joke, but either way.
Wait, no.
You got the hurt laugh out of Dolphin.
No, hold on. It wasn't a balding or fat joke. Isn't there a version of Is there a version of Boo where he's like buff? Is there a buff Boo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kid Boo's buff, but there's also just regular Boo.
Yeah. There's either like hasn't eaten in 3 months Boo.
The one that made me quit Dragon Ball and then his other form.
Super buff Boo or the correct Boo, which is happy jolly fat Boo. And
you
I'm assuming
Boo sexy?
I'm sorry, when your villain comes in and goes yum yum, eat 'em up, I'm out.
That Boo dies really fast if it makes you feel better.
Hold on. Does he actually say yum yum, eat 'em up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he starts turning people into chocolate
that's
and eating
my
them.
Favorite thing though
I don't know if she's still listening. That's just so creepy because Maria she showed me an episode of what was the show? It was before they were Little Rascals. What was the show before that? Our
Littler Rascals? I don't know.
Tiny Rascals? No. It was like Our Gang or something like that. But there was an episode.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, there's an episode with a black like out of the jungle, whatever, and he would say "yum yum, eat 'em up," and she thought that shit was hilarious. And like, I did not know that Boo said the same thing. Bad Boo. Bad Boo. Let's see if we can find a Boo gif real quick to put in the show.
Oh, I'm sure you can. Dragon Ball Z is way too popular for its own good.
I discovered yesterday on Funko Spring Fair, I ran my hands on my desk. I'm sorry.
Okay.
They're putting out a flocked Korin figure. Like, Dragon Ball annoys me, but I want that cat.
Oh, dude, I had to like, so at work, I was on Amazon for like the first 2 hours, just refreshing every 5 minutes because I was trying to get the twins from WandaVision because it was an Amazon exclusive. I eventually got it. Me and Derek were fucking hounding that website trying to get it. So hopefully they come in great shape because, oh my God, WandaVision is the greatest thing that's happened in my life in the last 3 years. Like,
and it took me so fucking long to watch it.
Oh, I waited till week five.
And you were like, eh.
But that was good for me because I was able to watch 5 episodes in a row during Icepocalypse.
Icepocalypse!
That was amazing. I then had to wait for all of Snowpocalypse.
I would call it Snowpocalypse.
No, it was Icepocalypse.
Every single day.
It was one, then it was the other.
Yeah, it was Icepocalypse and then it was Snowpocalypse because I watched 1 through 5 during Ice and then I had to wait through Snowpocalypse to get to episode 6. And then in 3 weeks, we get the show that I want the most.
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Oh man, I'm so fucking boned up for that show.
Which, as good as WandaVision has been,
Lindsay's cutting real bad.
That was real. Yeah, that was rough.
Dalton, you are surrounded. I know you don't like horror very much. You are surrounded by ghosts right now. Yeah, oof.
Creepy. Oh, that's so cute though.
I like the little boo boo around his head. Yeah.
It's pretty cute, yeah.
Okay, so I looked up Boo because I wanted to find this gif, right? And one of the pictures that came up, do you guys remember the world's cutest Pomeranian, the little fluffy dog? I'm going to put him in the chat real quick just in case any of you don't know who it is.
Also, Boo from DBZ is B-U-U, not B-O-O.
I know. I just wanted that Boo instead. So it's... It's a picture of the dog. I just want to make sure you guys all know the exact dog I'm talking about. You know this dog?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Aww.
Yeah, the cutest dog. Well, it pulled up a story from today that's headlined, World's Cutest Dog, Boo, has died of a broken heart, his owners say. That dog is dead.
How? What broke his heart? Did someone tell him he wasn't a good boy?
Because they were lying.
Yeah. I refused to read the article, so... I'll tell you, the motherfucker of the week is God for killing that dog.
Yeah, if there's a motherfucker I want to cancel. Nope.
Cancel God.
Nope. Can't say it.
Hold on, I can do it. Kaz, I'll do it for you since he's not here.
I'm not Kaz.
No, I'll do it for you. Don't worry.
Oh, you're going to type it. You're going to type it over my picture, though.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yes, you would. That is exactly something you would do.
That would be incredibly rude. And
that is exactly something Shannon would do.
No, I wouldn't do that. Okay.
Anytime you say that's something I wouldn't do, I just imagine. There it is. Okay, good. It's over you. It's always Sunny bit of just then Shannon does it.
It was over me for a second.
Get rid of it.
All right, fine.
Casper approves. And again, I love Casper.
Of course
Casper.
He does.
I've only
done
like 2 shows with him. But again, kindred spirit. Like,
so Kaz. Of course, Kaz and I grew up together because he's my cousin, but he moved out to California a couple years back, and we haven't talked much in years. And then when Call of Duty came out, he started playing it with us, and since then, me and him have just reconnected on a bunch of new levels, and, you know, he's a big part of the show now and all that, so I'm super excited and happy about that. I thank Call of Duty for bringing us back together, and now he's on the show, too, which is great. That's part of why I love doing the live shows, or why I like doing... you know, the
video,
the remote stuff, because we can do the show from wherever we're at, you know. Oh, Caleb screenshot it. So
Caleb,
that will always be Dalton Anthony's legacy. Canceling God. Did anyone actually make that list, by the way? Or
no, I can probably come up with some stuff.
I can easily come up with some stuff I want to cancel.
It's fine. It's just a weird show tonight. Let's just keep riffing. It's a riff show.
I mean, I'm fine with it either way. I'm just saying, like,
what's something you would cancel?
What's something I would cancel? Even though it's cliched, Fortnite. I don't care. Cancel it. I want it gone.
Oh, it's so much fun though.
No. No. I want to go.
And I know you're not
Outbreak.
What?
Say that again.
I said it brought you Warzone, which brought you Outbreak.
What I do like about Fortnite is also what I hate about it, because it gets like the best special guests. They just released Alien or the Xenomorph and Ellen Ripley. The Predator's also in it. Batman, Iron Man. Like, they have Ryu and Chun-Li from Street Fighter. Like, it is the Smash Brothers of shooters. I just wish it was all those characters were attached to a better game that wasn't fucking Fortnite.
Oh, it's so good, though. The thing of it is Fortnite is actually a really well put together game. Like, it doesn't, I've never had any like glitches with it. I played a whole lot during the Marvel season, and I was like, the game never really broke on me. And then they had a BTS event in the middle of it, and I was like, this is great. So I got to wait to get that sweet Xbox Series X so I can get back my Dynamite dances so I can actually play Fortnite again.
So I want to point out real quick, I've played a lot of games that were absolute shit that never broke on me. That's not a good qualifier. Yeah. I've also
Fallout 76.
I'm sorry.
He didn't say that was one of them.
Right.
And I know, I just wanted to throw that out there.
And also, Fallout 76, better than it's ever been, popular now. All those other games. Yeah. Anthem Boy.
Oh, cool. Oh, no.
That wasn't him. That was
I bought it, and then I knew instantly that this game I didn't like. I was just like, it's fun.
Yeah, see, Jesse and me, I think, are on the same page. We both really liked Anthem. You just ran out of stuff to do so quickly. And they never did anything for it.
Because, like, me and Asa just, like, because we binged the shit out of that game at the very beginning. Like, I remember, I think he and I were both off work for whatever reason for the first couple of days that game was out. And we were just at the store, like, all day, all of those days, just knocking that fucking game out. And then it's like, all right, well, now what do?
Yeah, if it just would have been a, like, not online, like, freemium game, I'm sure it would have done a lot better.
Well, the problem is, like, they had a lot of plans on adding a bunch of stuff to it, but they spent so much time fixing bugs and everything, and then they lost the audience. Nobody was buying microtransactions. So they're like, all right, well, now we can't release any of this extra content.
Because their store was an abomination. Like, look at Call of Duty store. They do that shit right. Compared to, like, Anthem, where, I could never find anything I wanted to buy was the problem.
And it was like this weird rotating like slot of like, and like the stuff that you would buy wasn't even like really cool stuff. Like it was just, most of the time it was just texture packs for like the armor colors and everything. It's like, that's not, nobody's going to buy that.
Yeah. Nobody, hey, you Lindsay,
crazy?
Lindsay, I got a hot topic for you. Jeremy just asked in the chat, have you guys talked about the pulled Dr. Seuss books yet? No, we have not.
I didn't read the full article. Like, I know I saw it, and I didn't know if it was actually real or not.
You haven't heard anything about
what's going on? No,
I've heard about it, and it's very misleading.
They've pulled 6 Dr. Seuss books from production because they contain material that is insensitive or offensive to certain demographics, people of color, Japanese, stuff like that. Like, there's one book where there's a Japanese man and a white man's writing him, and they're really promoting like white supremacy over, you know, and a lot of it was during that time period, you know. But there's one where they call a guy a Japanese, like it's just kind of offensive stuff. So they decided to just pull those books. And some people
I feel like these are book titles, I don't even remember.
I don't think they're exactly. Very popular. Yeah, they're not super popular books, but they have now shot up to the bestsellers list. Since they did this, because that's what it's like Morgan Wallen whenever they cancel his ass. Yeah.
So and I'm a bad person. So the day after Gina Carano got
you bought her fucking toy, didn't you? Did you buy her toy?
No, I already had it. I sold her fucking toy for more than I paid for.
Oh, okay.
And like it sold. It was loose because I opened everything up. The box, I didn't have the box or anything. I think I bought it for like $15 or something like that. I ended up selling it for like $30-$40. And I sold it within 5 minutes of listing it because I was like, oh, this will be funny. And then somebody bought it. And like the fact that I actually care about my selling like thing on Mercari, I would have been like, put a little note being like, thanks for being a shitbag. But I didn't do that.
So Jeremy, he put a quote in here, I think is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jeremy, it's a quote about the explanation for what they're doing. It says, the books we share with our children matter. Books shape their worldview and tell them how to relate to the people, places, and ideas around them. As grown-ups, we have to examine the worldview we are creating for our children, including carefully re-examining our favorites. And then he added, will someone please think of the children? Here's my personal view on this. I'm fine with it. Why? I don't give a shit about Dr. Seuss. Never did, never will. He was never one of my favorites. I don't know if I've ever read any of his books. Maybe once. You remember the book fair in school when everybody rushed to the book fair and it was like the coolest thing?
I'm very
thing
familiar with book fairs.
Yes, I know you are. Well, I bypassed Dr. Seuss every time and went straight for these scary stories to tell in the dark section. So
yeah.
So Dr. Seuss was never a thing for me. So I really don't care. I can see why people are offended by the books. Obviously, I mean, I think racial stereotypes are terrible. Yeah. I used to be a fan of making fun of racial stereotypes. Like whenever people would mock it. What's that?
Mel Brooks style.
Yeah, but yeah. But it gets to a point where some people actually don't get the joke and they're just laughing at the stereotype instead. It's a fine line.
And the issue that I'm having with it, which like, yeah, and the thing of it is nobody was calling for this to happen. Dr. Seuss's estate just said, hey, we're not fucking doing this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we're not publishing this. And then motherfuckers are acting like they're canceling Green Eggs and Ham. That's not what it is. Like, it's, don't worry. Whenever it got brought up, and I was like, I know the Lord said the N-word at least 3 times. Like, I was saying jokes like that, and my coworkers did not think that was funny.
Well,
because like, some of them took it very seriously, and I'm like, guys, it's... like the most minor books he's ever published are the ones that like it's ones that we don't talk about,
and also
for this exact reason.
Also, we brought this up on the show once before, I believe. Dr. Seuss was kind of a piece of shit.
So was Walt Disney.
Yeah, it's true. But like, Dr. Seuss, if I remember correctly, because I think I busted this out on Lindsay, and I want to look it up and make sure I'm not getting the wrong guy, because I'd hate to besmirch the name of a good man. Look up dead wife. Let me make sure. Yes.
Well, that's a fucking Google search.
Also, Jeremy Taylor, that's one of my favorite epic rap battles of all time.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, so his first wife suspected him of cheating on her, which he was, and she ended up killing herself because of it. And then he married the woman that he was cheating on her with. So Dr. Seuss himself, probably not the best person. So was he a racist? I didn't know the man personally, but yes. More than likely. Yeah,
that's one of those things. Like, stop publishing the books. Like, if it's got like racist ass shit in it that's super dated, then fucking stop publishing it. Like, I don't understand. Yeah. What the...
And if you own the company and you don't want to publish the book, that is your fucking
right.
That's capitalism.
Yeah,
which again, not a big fan of which
Dalton hates.
Right. Not a big fan of capitalism.
That reminds me, Lindsay, they also said that the new Muppet Show that they put on Disney Plus has disclaimers before certain episodes of warning about...
It's like all the old Donald Duck cartoons. They have the same thing.
At least
they didn't. A lot of those came out like when it was popular to be, you know, racist as shit.
Well, Jesse, it was okay back then. It was fine back then, you know? It was
socially acceptable.
It was the style at the time, like wearing a big yellow onion on your belt. Everyone did it.
What is that?
Oh God, I'm choking on my own rage here. Do you not know what that's from?
No.
It's the Simpsons with Grandpa Simpson, where he's telling the story to Mr. Burns about how, you know, they're strike breakers and they can't bust heads like they used to, but he can tell stories that go on and on without real having any ending. And then he tells a story about the time he went to Shelbyville to get an onion for his belt. You know, back in those days, it cost 25 cents to ride the train. And back in those days, pictures of nickels had bumblebees on them. And you would say, give me five bees for a quarter. And it just goes on and on and on and on.
That's the humor. I'm not being mean when I say this. You could have cured cancer, but instead you wasted so much fucking knowledge on The Simpsons that, like, I am impressed. Like, you could have ended so many world problems, but yet here we are.
I just
on a Thursday night.
Just want to point out that my father died of cancer.
Oh, well, I'm a dick now.
I'm sorry.
No. Totally forgot.
My dad would appreciate that joke. Don't worry. My dad was a bastard, but he had a good sense of humor.
Also, in fairness, it's not just Simpsons for Shannon. That dude has, like, and people will know, near encyclopedic knowledge of most film and television.
It's true.
He straight up quoted an entire. That's a TikTok thing right now. You could post that video and quote it at the same time and at least get 1,000 likes.
No, I messed up too many of it. No, I messed too much of it, Jesse. But I would like to hear your continued praise of my useless trivia, please, please.
Okay, I'll just tell like one of my early memories with Shannon Young. So me and Kevin Schenkelberg fancied ourselves, knowledgeable movie, film, and TV buffs. And we had a trivia night, I remember, at Pat's house. And it ended up being me and Kevin versus Shannon and Bob.
Oh, no.
And you know Bob loves to chime in on the trivia.
They showed us how little we actually knew about movie trivia. Because, like, yeah, I mean, we do a lot of stuff, but damn.
So the sad fact is, and I'm going to bust myself out here. I can
quote. He cheated the whole time.
No. I could recite to you so much useless knowledge about film, TV, actors, actresses, productions, stuff like that. I could bore you to tears with it. I'm so knowledgeable. Yet the first time, and this was like just a couple of years ago, I think it was Jesse or Asa brought up the term straw man argument. I blanked and went, "Durr." I had no idea what they were talking about. basic things. I'm like,
yeah, that was me on a show. Like I was talking about, like, have you ever heard of the straw man argument?
And, like, huh? And I went, yes, clearly I have, but please explain it for everyone else.
Man, no, that movie trivia knowledge, that's encyclopedic.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Cass,
like, I can ask him. He's like, and Shannon asked me if I've seen a movie. I don't know who's in it. And he'll just start like rattling off like 9-15 fucking actors.
I forget what it was. We did a show it looked like a year and a half, 2 years ago. And you were trying to think of an actor and you said a name. And I said, no, it's this person. And you tried to argue with it. I was like, Jesse, look, I know you're very smart and you're right on a lot of this stuff, but please don't fight me on this. This is the one.
I have been right on one of those before.
You have, but not this one. Not this particular one.
I mean, yeah, no, like I think it's happened like 15 times. I've been right exactly once.
Yeah, I did that one time with Shannon and then he corrected me and then I never did it again because it happened once and I was like, well, I learned my lesson. And it's very few times that I learned my lesson today and follow with that lesson. But now I'm just like, yeah, probably her.
Yeah, that's like the one part of life where people will absolutely look at me and go, he's probably right, because anything else I say or suggest, they call me out on it, correct me. But that's the one part of existence where I'm like, I'm solid, don't worry. Right, Vibe Cat?
Isn't it this way? Don't you have to look that way? Or is it inverse?
It's this way.
It's inverted on the actual thing for him.
Yeah. Oh, okay, because like I know if I point up at Vibe Cat, I'm good. And then like this motherfucker right here
keeps opening
and closing his eyes.
It's backwards. You got it backwards. Yeah. To your left is
no, I pointed it right because I have Shelby over here.
Well, on your screen, but that's not what they're seeing. Gotcha. Yeah. The boo ghost is to your left.
It also helps that I'm looking at my phone right now, so I know where everything's at. It's like a really dumb game of the Brady Bunch, really.
Like when we had 7 people on for that Friday show a couple weeks ago.
Oh, God.
Just that was only helpful because you guys kept fucking with it so much, but I still ended up like the right amount of people were fucking with trying to be the first person, and then like Cody and Asa didn't care. So then I ended up being right in the middle the whole time. And I was like, cool, I don't have to worry about anything. Because like I'm just right here. There's no amount of fucking with that you can do to get me out of the middle. So I was solid.
I'm going to do another hot take. Everybody's mentioning Lord of the Rings in the chat. I don't really care about Lord of the Rings. I like them.
Not a big fan of Lord of the Rings.
I like them, but I'm not obsessed with them. Maria was obsessed with them. Bob was obsessed with them. Wait, what? Who has it?
You. You said you only saw the one.
No, I've seen Lord. I've only seen one or two of the Hobbit films. I've seen all the Lord of the Rings.
He made me watch all of them because I didn't care.
And I really don't give a shit about the Hobbit.
Was it in theaters that you only saw?
I only saw one of them in theaters.
The first one you ever saw was like the third one in theaters.
I'm pretty sure somebody I know didn't watch them, but it was not anyone in this group. That's for sure.
I watched the first one and didn't like it.
It's okay.
Somebody's like, we'll watch a second one. And I was like, I didn't like the first 3 hours. What makes you think I'm going to like the last 8? I didn't say it like that, but that's how I feel. Like, I didn't like the first fucking chunk. Why am I going to like the second and third subsequent chunk?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Lord of the Lord of the Rings is good.
I like it. I'm not obsessed with it. Not like Star Wars.
Yeah, it's not like Star Wars where I didn't like Last Jedi. Like, I had to give Rise of Skywalker a chance because it was fucking Star Wars. Like, I had to give them a fair shake. Yoda.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about anybody in Lord of the Rings.
Mace Windu.
He got a rough raw deal in that whole thing.
Do you think the Jedi that touched the Padawans deserve to die? Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell. Anyway, sorry. Lord of the Rings is fun. I don't hate it as much as I hate Harry Potter. I don't give a shit about Harry Potter. That is the least shits I give about a movie franchise that everyone else loves. Well, other than Twilight and Hunger Games, but like,
the thing is, like, I don't give a fuck about the Harry Potter movies. Like, they're okay, but god damn, do I love those books.
You only love the books because you replace Wand with Wang, and then you just go to town.
Oh, that was something I discovered years after I had read the final book.
Yep,
and that destroyed me as a human being.
Oh god, that was funny.
Also, I was on the floor. No, so I was in like first, second grade when those books really started hitting and becoming a big thing. Like, they stopped being banned in schools, like, that I went to school on. But like, I remember making it a point to make mom drive to Cape whenever I was in fifth grade because Order of the Phoenix came out. And like, I had to get a copy. We got it at Best Buy. They sold books.
They still do.
And they do? Wait, what?
Oh, I thought you said
no. Why? There's the internet. Why would I go to a brick and mortar store? People from fucking Hastings.
Yeah, that's okay. I thought you said Hastings for a second. I was like, Hastings sold porn. I remember that because it was right next to the anime. That was awkward.
It's very true. So like, you go back there, like, no matter what you're looking at, somebody's gonna look at you funny.
Yeah.
You're looking at each other funny. Like, I can't believe you're looking at porn. I can't believe you're looking at anime.
The worst one that ever happened was at Village Video in Perryville, because it was the movie rental place, because we were low class and didn't have a Blockbuster. And the very back corner of the store is where they had all like the 1990s VHSs of all the wrestling shit. So that's what I like went to every week from like 9 years old to 15 years old. And right above it was the shelf of porn. And it wasn't like it was a high shelf. It was at fucking eye level to a 13-year-old boy. And again, it really speaks volumes, because I knew it was there, but I never really so worried about watching Bash of the Beach 96 again that I knew the porn was there, but I never cared to like slyly take a look. I was just like, oh yeah, Hogan, cool, let's go.
You accidentally...
Maybe that speaks more about me.
You accidentally grabbed Bash of the Bush instead, and you had no idea what was going on.
Also in 96, it was a solid year. A lot of turns.
It was still a lot of really oiled up buff guys rolling around. So it was very confusing. It could have been one or the other. You know,
I was like, when's he going to kick out? What's that?
There's a lot of talk in the chat. First off, Kaz, the one thing that really drives us apart is he doesn't care about Star Wars. I can't back that one, man.
He has Star Wars .. meh.
I think people that don't like Star Wars are up their own ass.
Kaz, there goes the I adore Kaz love. Yeah.
Oh no, I love Kaz to death. He's allowed to be wrong. All of my favorite people are flawed. Look at Jesse. But like, it's one of those things. where it's like, I don't like Star Wars. It is the most basic, and it's done the best. Basic story premises. What's that? Is that a porg? No, that's
a Pokemon. It's a Tauntaun. Yeah, it's a Pokemon.
It's a Tauntaun.
That's an Alolan Sandshrew, clearly.
But yeah, that's why I honestly thought it was an Alolan form of something. Yeah, I didn't see the horns.
It's not. The horns that are right on its face.
You were covering them with your fucking hands. Like, one hand was on it, so I didn't notice that there were horns.
When they're on your face, they're called tusks.
He's got you there, dog.
Well played.
Thank you. Also, Caleb and Michaela, neither of them have seen Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter, I think. So, also, yeah, I just saw that's a weird looking pile driver.
I was 1 year old, Caleb. How fucking old do you think I am?
I mean, he's at a hard, what are you, 27? It's a hard 27.
I'm almost 29, but yeah.
Well, it's a semi-hard 27. He's got Blue Chew to help with it whenever
I still need to get that sponsorship for us. I think we would do great with dick pills like ads. I feel like that's our bread and butter.
I just I'm offended by it because you would use it on you would use it ironically and I would use it out of necessity. And I don't appreciate that.
I would use it out of novelty. You would be using it.
I would use it out of desperation because when they charge by the hour, you want to make sure you get as much in as you can.
Why is that right. not their fucking slogan?
They charge by the hour.
Look, if you're going to Thailand, you might as well stock up, you know?
I feel like we need to start getting behind dick pill slogans because I feel like we do great. Shelby, you got one?
No.
Damn it.
Doesn't need them. Blue Chew.
Oh, man.
Make your penis hard.
Okay. You didn't end it with the sound effect. Sorry. That's the only reason you
Sorry. He's trying to get serious work. As an actor.
Since when?
You know.
I still remember the day you stole that fucking dolphin.
Kaz, if it makes you feel any better, Dalton and Shelby are the only 90s birthdays here.
What year?
91.
God damn it, I'm the youngest still.
Yeah, you're the youngest still.
It's still me. We had one that made it not the youngest. That's gone. I'm the youngest.
I don't know. That fox looks like he's got to be at least 9 or 10 most. He didn't have a good life. He died quick.
It only sucks because I know 30 is like right around the corner, but it's not quite there yet.
Hey, you know so what? Like, As someone that's been there, 30 isn't bad. Age isn't bad. Like
I don't give a fuck about turning old. I'm aging like milk. What I'm getting at is you old fuckers. But I'm about
he's aging like fine milk.
No, I'm aging like fucking farm fresh out of the fridge milk. Let's be real here. I'm gonna die before fuck, all man? Of you.
Yeah, but that's only because you're gonna annoy so much they're gonna kill you. That's the only reason you're dying first. Yeah,
it's gonna be in the ring, and somebody's gonna like, all right, I'm fucking had it with this fucking guy.
Oops.
So I've honestly thought about all the shit I talk. I really need to start lifting more weights, not because I want.
And he's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
There went all the audio.
No, I'm not. I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, you're not gone for a second. Yeah. Why? Yeah.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Repeat that one more time. You're going to do it because what?
I'm not going to start lifting weights to become a better looking wrestler. It's because I talk so much shit that I'm actually going to need to defend myself one day. And like, I'm going to punch and slap my leg at the same time and nothing's going to happen.
Just do the
it's
old school.
It's going to sound great.
That's actually the joke that I used to make when Dalton talked about, like, whenever he first started, you know, doing the wrestling stuff. And he was like, well, I've actually learned how to fight. And I was like, motherfucker, if you slap your leg in the middle of a fight, like, somebody's just gonna laugh at you.
But the spectators are gonna have a show.
It adds damage. It gives like a +2 if you slap your hand when you punch someone for real.
I really do look at my life sometimes and thought, why the fuck? And that's a lot of it, really.
I assume that's how God looks at my life. Just says, what? Why the fuck? I should.
He's like, I exist? ?
I should have been dead so many times. I told somebody about this the other day. I should have been dead at least 3 times in my life. There's a hill back where I'm from called Suicide Hill. And it's called Suicide Hill because it's so tall and, you know, angled straight down. And we decided to ride bikes down it once. And I got about 5 feet before I just ended up rolling and tumbling down the rest of the way. I woke up, bruises, cuts all over me. I probably should have died then. I decided once when I was a teenager, and I should have known better, that I was bored, and I decided to cut the... there was a fan running. I decided to cut the cord with a pair of scissors while it was running because I wanted to see what would happen. Thankfully, the handles were rubber, so I didn't die. It just blew up, and there was a giant black crater on the floor where the cord was. And then there was a time... backyard wrestling, when they dropped me on my head, and this is years, years ago before we started doing it at college, and I was like paralyzed for a week, but my parents didn't take me to the hospital because we were broke. So, oh, then there's all the car wrecks and stuff too. Yeah, I should have been dead a long time ago.
I almost drowned once, and that's why I have a legitimate fear of drowning, because I've almost done it.
Well, goddamn it, I told you, when it's raining, don't look up with your mouth open. It will kill you.
A Girl Scout saved my life. That's probably the most told that story, that a Girl Scout saved my life once from drowning in a pool in KOA in Perryville.
So you buy cookies every fucking year, right? Right.
No, fuck them.
Cookies aren't that
now
good.
Now they've made... No, they're amazing. So there was like a set of Girl Scouts by the Target on Saturday.
Yep.
And they had like the 4 for $20, and I was like, oh, well, I was like, good thing I don't have cash on me. And I saw the thing take debit, and I'm like, oh, they're the fucking devil.
Shit. Don't, careful.
I mean, Square's a thing.
Don't say 4 for $20. Zach's going to hear it and come back, and he's going to.
He's going to be like, is that what the key's worth? You got four of them?
He's like, he's just going to come back and say, did you say 420? No, 4 for $20, Zach. How much is that key? I don't know. I don't know.
And God damn!
I think we can wrap it up there, probably, because
I think we did exactly what we needed.
My head hurts.
Yeah, we set out. We accomplished what we set out to do. That's gonna do it for us tonight. I'm gonna go play Call of Duty and drink some Pepsi. Jesse, you jumping on Call of Duty?
Yeah, I'll jump on some Call of Duty.
Bang bang! Right, Vibe Cat. All right.
Why does that break him every time?
It's
good shit.
It's because. I need you to know, Jesse, I can't see Vibe Cat on my computer screen. That motherfucker points, smiles, and I think winks at it. He does it to fucking nothing. No. And I know to everybody else it gets seen and it's hilarious, but to me it's even fucking funnier because it looks like a man descending into insanity more and more.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like.
Yes, yes. All right, you're the one over there fucking ghost flying around your head. Who's insane? All right, that's
you. It's you.
He still can't see it.
That's gonna do it for us tonight. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. We actually had quite a few people in the old chat tonight. I really appreciate that. Hope you guys enjoy the live shows. We have a lot of fun doing them. I want to thank Dalton for jumping in with us tonight. It's good to see you. It's good to have you on.
You were talking. You talked enough shit to summon my name. I'm like a shitty candy man.
All right. Well, way to take another role from a black actor. Appreciate that. All right. Also want to thank Jesse, Shelby, and Lindsay, of course, for being here tonight. And of course, we couldn't do the show without you, Vibe Cat. Am I right, buddy? Okay. All right. You guys have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow for horse time. Good night, guys. We'll see you later. Everybody say goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Bye, guys.